from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And you can also find the show on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on iTunes podcast. So however you're listening in, thank you so much to everyone that has. And having back on the show here, it's always an honor and a privilege to have Mo Neal from Gastonia, North Carolina, Forest View High. He is all finished up now. The senior year has happened, and now Mo Neal is looking toward the future, finishing up school and obviously playing collegiate football. He is fresh off of an official visit to Syracuse as well and meeting the new staff. So I'm happy to have Mo on the show here. Mo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just got done training, so fresh out of training, a little bit sore, but, you know, doing pretty good.
So talk with me about training. How's that been going? What are you doing? What's kind of your training regimen? Who are you working with? Let everybody kind of know what you're doing.
I work out with Jermaine Stevens, a former NC State player. Got drafted to the San Diego Chargers, played 2 years with them, and got traded to the Colts and played 2 years with them. I've trained with him. I've been training with him since I was going into the ninth grade. He's been working with me, and mainly what we do is just work on my speed, agility, and quickness and explosion. You know, that's basically his main points. He played running back also, so his main points is being explosive, and that's what I really work on with him.
When you look at when you said you started working with him a while back to where you are today, what are some of the things you feel like he's really helped you improve? When you look at day one of working out with him to where you are now, what would you say are your biggest jumps, so to speak?
My biggest jumps is, like I said, my explosion in and out of my cuts. It's really improved, just getting from point A to point B, just like that, in and out of the holes, quick, making quick cuts. I think that's really improved my game a lot, by working with him.
And in your final season that you just had, that you just wrapped up at Forest View, what can you say about your time there, your experience there? What are you taking away from Forest View and what that team gave to you? What did they give you that you're going to kind of keep with you forever?
What Forest View gave to me, I keep forever. Just the brotherhood. Some of my brothers are past teams, just past year team, and just all the Forest View teams, had an impact on me, not only on the field, but off the field. Just being a great guy and hanging out with the boys and, just being a competitor, man. That's what we all strive to be, at the high school level, as competitors and, look to compete, So I think that's what I'll take with me, for the rest of my life, be able to compete and get out there and, be the best I can be and willing to beat the man in front of me.
When you look at your history there at Forest View, and we just spoke about what you're going to take from it, how did this last season go, in your opinion, personally, for your game as well as the team as a whole? How do you kind of view this final season?
This final season was, I don't know how to put it. It's not really a totally bad season. It is record-wise, you would say, but, it's a lot of great things that you can take from it for the season, man. A lot of adversity, just coming off of, winning seasons, freshman year 7-4 and sophomore year 10-5, junior year 11-3, and then, coming in my senior year, we knew it was going to be a challenge, struggled and, finished, 5-7 out in the first round of playoffs. Just as bad as that, maybe sound, it still was a great season, I think, overall. Overcome a lot of adversity, we stuck together, we had some bad calls in some games, some games we didn't finish, but overall, I think the guys came together as a whole, at the end of the day, and a lot of them taught a lot of them a life lesson, I think you can take that from that season and individual performance. You know, I still, you know, did what I could do. Still was over 1,000-yard rusher. Maybe like 500-something receiving yards. About 26, 27 total touchdowns or something like that. So, you know, individual performance, you know, I think I did pretty good. You know, I wish we could have won more games and made a deeper run, but, you know, it is what it is.
When you look at your teammates and the people that you've spent time with, your coaches as well, who are some of those people that you really feel like you've gotten close to, from your teammates to your coaches, the people that you're going to keep in touch with, the people that you helped, that helped teach you something while you were there at Forest View?
Mainly my head coach, most definitely, you know, definitely keep in touch with him. And, you know, just all the coaching staff, you know, they all, you know, had an impact on me, you know, through the years since I was a freshman year. So I'll definitely be keeping in touch with them. And whenever I have a break, you know, I will be, you know, back visiting and checking up on players, that the young players that are coming up now. You know, some of them I keep in touch with. You know, a lot of them want to get a workout in with me before I leave or something like that. So I'll definitely keep up with those guys and, you know, the teammates that I will be keeping up with the most. One of my young cats, Jared Carter, you know, he's one of the guys that I'll be keeping in touch with, you know, making sure he stay on top of his game. You know, that's like my little brother, so I keep him straight. You know, he hangs out with me on the weekends and stuff like that. So, you know, just keep him in line. And, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they're coming back hungry. And like I said, they learned a lot from this past year, you know, playing with me. You know, I try to be that leader, that vocal leader, try to step into that role. That's not really my role. You know, I'd like to lead by example, but, you know, some of those guys need instruction and, you know, they listen to when I talk, so, you know, hopefully I gave them some good words of encouragement, and next year I hope they come out and do what I said, and, just play football and enjoy it, man, because it don't last forever, so that's why I tell them all the time, and go out there and compete and be the best you can be.
It sounds like, as someone who obviously is young in your years, that you have maturity and you're saying things that I'm hearing that some people haven't learned yet in the NFL, haven't learned yet after the NFL. Where does your maturity come from that you can make statements like you just did and say, you know, listen, I'm not really the vocal leader. I like to lead by example, but I know that these guys will listen to me. So I spoke up. I told them football is not going to last forever. I'm trying to teach them about things that are going to last and, you know, obviously help them in their lives even after football. What's made you that type of person that has that level of maturity at a young age?
I guess I could say, go back to my parents, you know, just me being more maturity, you know, than a lot of people said that. And, I pray to God, you know, I'm thankful every day and, you know, for the family I have. And, you know, like I said, my dad is instilled to me since day one, you know, always be respectful of others, you know, the elders, your peers. You know, he always instilled in me since day one, you know, to, you know, lead by example because, you know, you that guy. You know, a lot of people look up to you more than you think. You know, I just, I take that, you know, in some type of way. You know, I always try to lead by example. You know, I go out to, you know, talk to young kids that I grew up at the organization, the Pop Warner I played at when I was younger, you know, go back and talk to them when I can, when I'm free. You know, so I think that just have a big role in my maturity level, just my parents and my circle, like, stay back to coaches and, you know, friends and everybody that's been in my corner. You know, it's just a lot of people that come together, you know, to help me out. And, you know, I'm just real thankful to have that good circle that I have.
When you look at your family, what can you say about, you know, I know you just talked a little bit there, but what your family has meant to you and even your extended family? I know that there's other people that have been around you, Mo, in your years here. Who are some of those people that you really feel helped to mold you into who you are today on and off the field? Not just your parents, but some other adults out there that I know have been by your side.
You know, it's been by my side. You know, like you said, other than my parents, you know, they're the main two. I got an older brother. You know, he tells me, he gets on me when I do wrong. You know, he tells me when I do right, Mr. Robert Washington Senior, father of Robert Washington Junior, he's helped me out a lot and has played a big role in my recruitment and my college visits and stuff like that. And he's like an uncle to me. He calls me his nephew, and we really bonded. A lot of people, like my coach Medlin, he's been there for me. So it's a lot of those, that helped me out. My dad, real good friends with, help us out on trips, willing to, help us out, give us money to on long trips, like Syracuse, places like that, plane tickets, anything. Everybody's willing to help us out, and I'm just really thankful for the people that I have in my circle, and that's willing to help me, and hopefully one day I can repay them.
When you look at your circle and all the people that have been around you and helping you, you've done your work on your end as well. You've obviously earned an opportunity to play collegiate football, and Syracuse was the school that you had verbally committed to with Scott Schaefer and his staff. When you found out the news that Scott and DeAndre Smith, who I know that you built a relationship with, the former running backs coach, when you found out that those coaches weren't going to be at Syracuse anymore, what was your initial reaction, and bring me through the process from there?
My initial reaction was when it happened, I was devastated, because I love that the staff, I think that staff had a unique style about them, and I had faith that they was going to turn the program around, just because if I didn't, I wouldn't committed there. I had faith in Coach Schaefer and what they was planning to do. We had a good recruiting class coming in, and I was real positive, real upbeat about what the years had to come for Syracuse, I just couldn't wait to get started. Once I heard that, like I said, I was devastated, because a lot of those coaches I've grown to know very well, and, it was just devastating. But, my first reaction, wasn't to, oh, I got to leave, I got to go, because, although they're good people, I fell in love with the school, not the coaching staff, so. The school is the main part. I still love the school, and I was willing to see who they would bring in instead of just jumping ship just because the coaching staff is gone. So, I wanted to stay put and, see who they bringing in. And Coach Favors, he's a real good guy. Just meeting with him in person the past weekend on my official, was real good to get to finally meet him and see how he's going to go about things. And, I'm still confident in Syracuse. We're going to turn this program around, with the recruits we're getting, and I think all our guys are on the same page, current players and players that's already committed, everybody's had the same goal, and, we just want to come in, work hard, and win ball games.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncy.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub. Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cuban. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
When you went through this, like you said, you didn't want to jump ship. You wanted to give the new coaching staff at Syracuse an opportunity. Was it essential for you to go on the official visit before the holidays, before the quiet period? Did you feel like it was something that needed to happen? Bring me through that. I mean, was it kind of, I have to be there before Christmas?
Yes, sir. You know, we was pushing the issue that, you know, we had to, you know, take an official, you know, before, the dead period, before, you know, everything would, settle in, because, you know, I wanted to be an early grad. So, you know, if I wanted to jump ship, actually hoped I could come in early because, you know, I still wanted to do that also, you know. So I think, yeah, it was the man that I went on that visit this past weekend to really see, you know, what the staff is about. And, you know, the in-house visit with Coach McCloud, that week I went up there, I think he came on a Tuesday or a Monday. Yeah, Tuesday, I think, he came and visited, in-house visit, and I met him for the first time. You know, he's a real good guy, you know, that helped it out a lot, you know, just to, you know, to put the icing on the cake, you know, just meeting Coach Babers in person, you know, just really bonded with him. I think my dad, my mom, they loved him, and they loved the new staff, and, you know, and overall, you know, we still in love with Syracuse, and that's the main thing, because, you know, not football is going to be, it's going to take up a lot of my time, but I still got to go there and get my education, so.
When you look at that in your education, and I appreciate you bringing it up because it's something that some people care about, and unfortunately, you know, some athletes put by the wayside that you're a student first. What are you looking forward to at Syracuse when it comes to education, and how much did Syracuse's opportunities in education, in academics, how much did that weigh into your decision ultimately and feeling like Syracuse was the right place?
You know, it weighed a lot. You know, I knew Syracuse was a great education school. You know, I know it's top of the line, you know, great communication school. And, you know, that's one of my majors, you know, up for grabs for either business or communications. I'm going to take a few classes to see which route I want to go first. But, yeah, you know, I think it's a great education school. And, that played a big role because, you know, football don't last forever, and I think it's a great school for me to network and find people that can help me out and help me out, you know, as in I can help them out, as in, like I said, networking and owning own business one day and stuff like that. And I think it's a great school to do that, you know, not just people from the United States, people from other countries as well. So, and I think it's a great opportunity to network and you know, maybe hopefully make some money, you know, other than football money if I'm fortunate to go to the NFL. So, you know, that's the main reason why I picked Syracuse.
When you look at that official visit, going back to it and what you took away from it, what were some of the most memorable things for you? I mean, obviously, you meet Coach Babers, you meet his staff that he has that's going to be part of the future of Syracuse. You get to go around the campus, and you get to be around other recruits and commits. Kenneth Ruff was there, as well as Liam O'Sullivan. They both committed. Carl Jones committed. Rex Culpepper, Scoop Bradshaw committed as well. Jamal Holloway has been verbally committed from the old staff. So what were some of the memorable moments for you when you look at the recruits you were around, as well as the university and the coaching staff? What are you taking away from that official visit?
What I'm taking away from it, you know, just the, like I said, the bond that we all had. I mean, it's like we knew each other. You know, just going out, hanging out with those guys, and out to eat, and everybody, parents, you know, getting to know each other, and you know, coming in to the visit. You know, we had everybody was getting it was me, Rex Culpepper, Scoop Bradshaw, and Jamal Holloway. You know, we used to committed ones. You know, we had Carl Jones and Wesley. You know, we had KJ, which is Kenny. So you know, we call him KJ, but yeah, him and the offensive lineman. You know, them two wasn't committed. Was them three, and you know, just bonding with all of them, man, I think is the main part, you know. And now that all of us are going to be teammates, you know, just put the icing on the cake. You know, we had a real good weekend hanging out with the current players, and they showed us a good time, and you know, we just all had a great time, great weekend. And me and Rex will probably be roommates here in a month and a half, so, well, under a month now, so, you know, we can't wait.
What went into your decision to making sure that you wanted to be early on campus, early on the scene, have an opportunity to practice with the team in the spring? Obviously, that was a decision that you had made for yourself before Scott Schaefer's firing and before Dino Babers got hired. Why did you want to be an early enrollee? What was the big point of that for you?
I think the big point of it was, you know, just to, you know, go in and team chemistry, you get a vibe with the players, learn the playbook, you know, and that's the good thing, you know, one of the good things that I'm not going to be just the only one that don't know the playbook with a new coaching staff. We're all going to be new to it, and we're all going to be learning as it goes. So, you know, I think that's one of the main good reasons why coming in early, because, you know, just to get in and try to compete and earn a starting spot as a true freshman. You know, that's one of my goals, was not to get redshirted. And, you know, I just want to come in and contribute early, and I think that I can do that. You know, that's why I just keep working hard and keep praying to God stay healthy. So, you know, I can contribute and help my team win ball games.
Did it kind of reinforce that to you when you knew you wanted to enroll early and you had the track to do so, that when the staff switched, like you said, you want to learn the playbook and have an opportunity to earn the right to start as a true freshman, knowing that the staff switched kind of amidst all of this and you had already made your decision, is it even more important to you now, knowing that the first opportunity that the staff gets with the team will be your first opportunity with the team as well?
Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, that's one of the good reasons why, you know, just everybody's going to be. I mean, they're already there. You know, they're already going to have their feet. You know, a lot of the freshmen know how their feet wet already. You know, they played a year of college football, and that's something that I won't have. But, you know, just getting in with the new staff and, you know, we all learn the playbook together and all helping each other as we go along. You know, I might not get something that another person might not get. You know, we can help go along. I think that's the biggest part of, you know, just coming in early, and that's just one of the keys of getting ahead of the other freshmen that's coming in the summer.
Now, you said that Rex Culpepper is going to be your roommate. Rex is obviously enrolling early as well. Did you guys talk through this process, or did you talk with any of the verbal commits through the process when Schaefer and his staff were fired and you had that couple weeks waiting to see who would be hired, and then Dino Babers coming in and putting his staff together? Who did you keep in touch with through the process?
We really didn't talk about it like that. I mean, it wasn't brought up, you know, like how everybody thought, how everybody was thinking. I mean, it's obviously, you know, that we all, that me, Rex, and Jamal, we all stayed true, you know, to Syracuse. So, I mean, that's obviously, you know, because we're still here, but, you know, but we didn't really talk about how we reacted, you know, when the staff got fired.
When you look at it now, and you went on that official, and you're around guys like Carl and Kenneth, who obviously you call KJ, as well as Liam, they were all newbies showing their faces, and they verbally committed. You're there with Jamal, Scoop, and Rex. They all stay committed. You stay committed. So what is that telling you about this staff, that, yes, there have been some decommitments, but for your official visit, the guys that weren't committed have now committed, and the guys that were committed have stayed committed? What does that mean to you?
That means, you know, that we all believe in the staff. You know, that's what I think. You know, we all believe that Coach Babers, you know, just like we believe in Schaefer, you know, that this program get turned around, you know, just by the guys that are hungry, and everybody is hungry to win. And like I said, the current players, the committed players, everybody is ready to buy in and get this thing turned around and get Syracuse back where it needs to be. And we just can't wait to get started. And I can't wait. And I got chip balls now. So.
Now, when you were around the staff, who did you get to talk to when you were up there for your official? Who do you feel you've kind of started to build a relationship with? Because I know that you had a visit to your house, and then you had the official visit to Syracuse. So with those two visits and conversations, who do you feel on the staff that you've really started to build a relationship with?
Probably Coach McCloud. You know, that's probably one of them really started to build a relationship with, you know. Probably because, you know, he's one of the first coaches I met. You know, he came to in-house visit, introduced himself and stuff like that, and gave me his background of, you know, what all he's been through and stuff like that. And, you know, just I bonded with him, you know, the first night he's here. And, you know, we had a great time when I was up there this past weekend, laughed, cut up, made jokes. And, I mean, I did that with everybody, you know, Coach Davis. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, he always has great jokes and stuff. And, you know, none of the coaches that had Marshawn Lewis, offensive coordinator, and weight training coach, you know, all those guys, you know, it's just, I mean, like I said, you know, it's bonded, you know, but mainly probably Coach McCloud is, you know, the main one that I'm starting to build a good relationship with.
What can you say about Ken McCloud and who he's been to you when you're building that relationship? How would you describe his personality and your relationship?
You know, just probably upbeat coach, you know, living in crack jokes, but he would get on you, you know, if you lacking, you know, if you slacking, you know, his motto is, you know, he has a daughter and a son, and, yeah, they got a daughter and a son. Well, like I was saying, he got a daughter and a son, and Rachel and Caleb. And, you know, if you drop a ball, you know, you're not feeding Rachel and Caleb, you know, that means that he's going to get fired and they ain't going to be able to eat. So, you know, you got to catch the ball, you know, so you can take care of, if you're dropping the ball, you're not taking care of Rachel and Caleb. You know, that's one of his mottos. And I thought that was pretty funny, you know, so. You know, he gets on, he cracks jokes, and but, you know, everybody's all about business, and everybody's trying to do one thing, and that's win games.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelange, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
What can you say about this staff's interest in you, Mo? Did you feel like as soon as they got on the job that you were somebody that they wanted to keep around?
Well, you know, that's what they say. You know, as one of my name was one of the first ones that was mentioned to them, they said, you know, coming in and, Eric White and Cole Dowd, player personnel, people, you know, that was one of the first names that they brought up to the new coaching staff, and, you know, and they watched my film, and they liked it, and they liked it as well, and they jumped on me real quick. As soon as they got in the office, they flew down here, and, you know, in-house visit, so, you know, I'm guessing they liked me just as well as, you know, Coach Jason and did, and I'm blessed to have that. You know, that's what I was scared of. Hopefully, you know, maybe they didn't see me as the same as Coach Safe for them. So
now that you've been around them and you feel like, you know, obviously that you're somebody that you were a little bit scared to see, were they going to watch you? And now, you know, to know that they did keep your offer out there and that you are still committed, what can you say about the future and this offense? How much do you know about the offense that they want to run, and how would you describe your place in it?
Well, I know they like to go fast. You know, that's with even walking around or even, you know, getting up and doing something. You know, come on, tempo. They stress that a lot. And, you know, I know it's going to go fast. You know, I could probably see myself, you know, just like, you know, Coach Jeff and them offense-wise, that guy that can, the hybrid or what they call it, you know, they could do running back and receiver and, you know, this offense, you know, that slasher guy, you know, that could do slot, running back, tosses, zone plays inside, wildcat quarterback, sweeps and reverses and all that type of stuff, you know, different ways you can get me the ball on screens and stuff like that. So, you know, just that dynamic guy, you know, that I always have been, you know, since coming up, you know, just a guy that I just like to do things, you know, a lot of things that a lot of people can't do, you know, just get the ball in my hands, make plays.
I know you're close with your family. Obviously, you talked about it. Your dad being one of the people in your family that you're very close with, and he's been through this process with you, obviously. What can you say about how he's handled it and what he thinks about the situation, what he thinks about the future at Syracuse. What's been the conversation with Dad? Yep.
He's enjoying it. You know, he leaves every decision up to me, you know, but I know overall, you know, always actually his opinion, you know, what he's going to give you regardless, but, you know, I think he loves Syracuse, and, you know, I think he had a great time this past weekend and meeting the new coaching staff, and, you know, they told him all of the right things, you know, he just wants me to have an opportunity to, you know, make a statement and show him I can play, you know, he don't want the automatic red shirt. You know, that's what he stressed a lot. You know, he asked almost every coach, what is y'all plans with my son? So, you know, that's the main thing. You know, he just wanted me to have a shot to play.
What can you say about your commitment? Is it 100%? Are you done with recruiting? I know you obviously said that, you know, you cared about the old staff, but you fell in love with Syracuse more than anything else. Is Syracuse it for you? Do you keep it open a little bit? Where do you stand right now? Between, I know you talked about getting up there soon, but is there any chance anybody could sneak in on you?
No, sir, not unless something crazy happens. But right now, I'm 100% Syracuse, and nobody can get up under my skin and take me away from it. Not unless, like I said, something crazy end up happening here at the end. But you know, like I said, these exams coming up, I get my final transcript sent to NCAA where I can get it sent to Syracuse, and I'll be good, and get everything squared away, and I'll be ready in January.
What's going to be your first day on campus in January?
Most likely the 16th or the 17th. I know the college kids report back to campus on the 18th from Christmas break, and I'm pretty sure they're probably going to have me in there a day or two before everybody gets there. So either the 16th or the 17th or maybe a little bit earlier than that or so.
Before I let you go, Mo, I know it's the holiday season. You talked about God a lot, and I appreciate that. What are you most thankful for when you pray and you're speaking with God? What are you thanking him for?
You know, what I thank him for, you know, just, I guess, I'm thankful for a lot of things, you know, but overall, to sum it up, I just blessed to have the opportunity to be able to, you know, play this game of football, and not just football, just blessed and that I'm healthy. You know, a lot of kids, a lot of these kids you see out here that, you know, they're not healthy or have something wrong with it, that are artistically, you know, not there. And, you know, when I see that, you know, it does something to me, you know, that could be me. You know, that could be me right there. So, you know, it's just, you know, a blessing, man, and that's what I thank him for, you know, all the time, you know, just blessed, you know, like with the support system I have, and, just blessed overall, you know. Like I said, a lot of kids are not in my position right now, and, you know, I could be one of those kids out in the streets doing something I'm not supposed to do, but, you know, I'm right here on the phone talking to you, so, you know, very blessed, very thankful.
No, you obviously at one point were coming to Syracuse with Robert Washington, and you had a relationship with him, had a friendship with him. Where has that gone at this point, and where does that kind of stand with you, and how have you kind of handled that situation?
Yeah, I mean, we was close at one point, and, you know, I'm not going to speak on the whole situation, but, you know, I haven't had no contact with Robert. You know, like I said, I don't have no comment on what he's doing or what he plans to do or whatever he does with himself, you know. Yeah, it's just how it is or how I feel about the whole situation. I don't have no comment on that.
Now, do you keep in touch with Apri? Because I know Apri Washington was obviously somebody that the old staff had looked at Syracuse. Is he someone that you still have a relationship with?
Yeah. Apri, you know, he's still my little brother, and he's excited about the new staff, and his name came up this past weekend. You know, one of the 2017 guys that they need to look at, and I think his offer still stands, and you know, he's a real dynamic athlete, and, you know, he's, you know, we all, everybody's going through, you know, pretty rough time with everything going on, but, you know, we all get through it, and, you know, so, Pree, you know, he's one of those, ones, you know, that, really don't, I guess he, you know, everybody's emotional, but he's not really the type to, you know, show it, you know, deep down, you know, we all, you know, devastated about, you know, what has happened and stuff like that, you know, because that's his older cousin, you know, so he looked up to him. But, you know, I think everybody's getting through it, and pretty strong, and he's going to be just fine, you know. I can't wait to see how his senior year plays out and where he ends up going.
Finally for you, Mo, I think it's only fair to do this. Syracuse Nation, they've known your name for a while. They hope that you were going to stay on that list. They hope that you would stay in orange and blue. You are doing that. You just stated that outside of anything crazy, you will be at Syracuse enrolling early in January 2016. So I'm going to give you an opportunity here to close in our conversation to talk to Cuse Nation, talk to Syracuse Nation, and let them know what you want to tell them about your future and about the future of Syracuse football.
Well, Syracuse Nation, you know, I'm thankful to be a part. You know, I think it's a great fan base. You know, y'all been on me, you know, since day one on Twitter and all the social media and stuff like that. And, you know, what I have to say to y'all is, I just can't wait to get up there and get to work and, win some ball games, win some championships, you know. I'm a firm believer, and I know it's going to come, you know, with the work we're about to put in, and this recruiting class and this new coaching staff. You know, I just have belief in everything. You know, like I said, I have cheer bumps. You know, I can't wait to fill that dome up, you know, with thousands and thousands of fans, you know, y'all cheering on, and I just can't wait to get it started. But till then, you know, we'll wait, but hey, it's be here soon.
Well, Mo, as always, I appreciate it. I know you've been busy. I know you've had a lot of things going on with school and finishing up. So I know any time you take is valuable time. So I, as always, appreciate you taking some time to talk on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem. Thanks for having me.